The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to the Imam of our time, Al-Hujja, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather tonight to commemorate the shahadat of his father, our 11th Imam, Al-Hasan Al-Askari, alayhima afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Our 11th Imam alayhi salam was born on the 10th of Rabiul Akhir in the year 232 after Hijrah. And he became the Imam at the year 253 after Hijrah, meaning he became the Imam at the age of 21 years old. However, the period of his Imamat lasted only 7 years. Because of the brutality of the Abbasids. But one of the lessons that I want to focus on today, linking to this concept of Bunyanun Marsus, that we get from the words of our Imam alayhi salam, is where he preaches the urgency with which we as believers need to take every opportunity to reform our lives. That means we can't look at the concept of reformation as a passive quality. But rather the Imam alayhi salam urges us to look at this as a very crucial and a critical matter where every day we're trying to become better. We get a narration that's reported to him where he says, إِنَّكُمْ فِي آجَالٍ مَنْقُوسَ وَأَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَ وَالْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَ. He says, you are living with shortened lifespans and numbered days and death comes suddenly. Whoever sows good will reap joy. مَنْ يَزْرَعَ خَيْرًا يَحْسُدْ غِبْتَ. That whoever does good in this world will reap the benefits of it in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَزْرَعَ شَرًّا يَحْسُدْ نَدَامًا. And whoever sows evil in this world will reap nothing but regret in the hereafter. لِكُلِّ زَارِئٍ مَا زَرَعَ. Everyone who plants will get what they have sown. This is the Imam alayhi salam telling us that look, every decision you and I make in this world, there's repercussions to this. Yeah, there is nothing that goes unforgotten by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing that goes unchecked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the Imam is cautioning us that look, don't forget that death is around the corner for each and every one of us. Yeah, we're all on this same journey. You know, sometimes the folly of youth makes us feel as though we have a long time ahead of us and that those who are older than us are first in line. But death does not discriminate. You know, death comes to any of us at any time. And so if I am constantly mindful about making sure that I am striving hard at every moment of my life, then if death should take me, you know, I shouldn't have anything to worry about because I have done the best that I can in this world. And it's this idea of not wasting time, rather working urgently, striving every opportunity we get, is the next criteria or the next quality that is important within a Bunyanun Marsus, yeah, within a concrete structure, this concept of unity within us that God wants us to have. The concept of striving, it's known as sa'a in the Holy Quran. And there are so many verses. You know, this has to be one of my favorite subjects that the Quran discusses, the concept of striving. Yeah, you know, we all strive. We all strive for different things. But the concept how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the importance of working hard, striving, not being complacent, not being satisfied with our faith, with our life, with our direction, but we're constantly looking of ways of improvement. The Holy Quran looks at this concept really beautifully, and I think this is one of the most, for me at least, like one of the most inspirational aspects of the Holy Quran, when God talks about striving. And it's this ingredient of striving that I think is really needed when we talk about this bunyanun marsus, like individually and communally. Imagine a community where the individuals of that community are complacent, they are lazy. That community will naturally slow down and crumble over time, isn't it? Of course. And if a whole community has that mentality where, you know what, we've already reached the destination, we don't have to do more, we're already here, that community will wither away in time. But the community's responsibility and the individuals within that community's responsibility is to constantly make sure that they are improving, they're striving, they're becoming better. And this happens both in our secular lives and in our religious lives, because in Islam there is no separation of these two, is there? Right? Like it's one Islamic lifestyle. And so we have a responsibility to constantly move forward. When we look at the Holy Quran, we find like numerous ideas or numerous pictures that God paints for us when it comes to the concept of striving. Yeah, one of the points that we find is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that it is striving and effort is what He looks at. He doesn't look at the results of our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Najm, verses 39 to 40, He says, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا أَحْسَنْتُمْ. You know this. إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. He says that nothing belongs to a human being except for what they strive for. Yeah, it's a very beautiful verse, right? Like, because He could have easily said, أَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا عَمِلَ. Yeah, or إِلَّا نَتِيجَتَهُ. That His end result, what He did. But Allah doesn't say that. He says nothing belongs to a human being except for what they strive for. And the reason why is because oftentimes the result is not really in my hands, is it? Right? Like I can, for example, work really hard to have a healthy relationship with somebody, but if that person on their end is not willing to put in that same level of work, that relationship will stall or crumble. I cannot be the one who is the cause of that. So as long as I am putting in that effort, then at least I can rest assured that that's what God is looking at, right? We were having this discussion about pardoning and patience, I think a few lectures ago, and some of the questions that come up after was like, what level of pardoning is required when it comes to family relations? And we'll look at this concept in a few weeks in a different context. But the philosophy, the Islamic philosophy when it comes to family relationships, is that we cannot be the one who breaks that relationship, yeah, ever, right? I can, my brother, my sister, my cousin could be not a good person, right? At the very least, I just have to maintain some form of relationship, whether it be a text message once every few weeks or few months, or whatever it is, where I show Allah that at least I am not the one who cuts that. Because I understand if it was a more like a in-person or a more frequent relationship, maybe I would get bad vibes from that person. Maybe I would get toxicity from that person, right? So we have to be mindful of all of these things. But I cannot be the one who says, I'm not talking to you anymore. Ever, right? If they make that decision, let them make that decision. Right? But I will still send that person a message. I will still send that person. And today, alhamdulillah, with messaging, life is so much easier. You don't have to talk to them. Just send a message, right? But at least in the eyes of God, like I wasn't the one who cut off that relationship. Because God just wants to see effort, right? So Allah says, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That nothing belongs to a human being except for what they strive for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ So fayura, and whatever you strive for, you will see it. Subhanallah. Yeah? That means I may strive to become like consistent at Salatul Layl, for example. And I try my best, I try, and this is genuine trying. This is not weak trying, right? Like this is genuine trying. And let's say I die before I become consistent at that. Because I strived for it, Allah says you will get the result as if you reached it. Yeah? It's beautiful, right? Like no one's that generous. No one's that kind. No one in this world is what do you have? Yeah? And I will make my determination about you based on what you have. Everyone does that except for God. God looks at what we are striving for. And it's based on our striving that we will either be rewarded or punished. Allah says in another part of the Quran, in Surah Taha, verse number 15, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. He says, indeed the hour is coming. I almost conceal it. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So that I will recompense everyone based on what they strived for. Beautiful. Not what they accomplished. Yeah, we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on what we worked for.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.